Gaber Client Case Study. Construction marketing. This case study comprehensively analyzes the revenue and growth trajectory of a window and door installation company based in North Carolina, comparing the fiscal years 2019 and 2020. The study examines key performance indicators, including the total number of leads, sales demos conducted, customer acquisition, and projects where payment was submitted. Despite significant challenges, the company demonstrated remarkable resilience and growth, driven by strategic adaptations and shifts in market demand. This report doesn't reflect canceled or unavailable efforts due to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Advertising 2019 to 2020. All lead sources account for 11 total records for the 2019 to 2020 year. In 2019 to 2020, the client trusted an agency to handle all their advertising, website development, and website maintenance. Success was measured by the number of leads, demos, sold projects, and net sales. What is a lead? Any homeowner within the service area that needs home improvement and the resources to afford service. In 2019 to 2020, the total leads were 11. What is a demo? A demo is when a sales representative visits a homeowner to present the service and secure a transaction. In 2019 to 2020, the total demos were 9. What is sold? A sold job is a contracted project that has previously been demoed. If the customer doesn't qualify for financing, the lead is dead. In 2019 to 2020, the total sales were 2. What is netted? A project that has been contracted and the customer secured the financing needed to move forward. In 2019 to 2020, the total net sales was 1. With a marketing investment of $20,000 and a return on investment of $5,881, the client suffered a loss. Advertising 2020 to 2021, the same sources accounted for 53 leads, 47 demoed, 18 sold, and 16 net. The client earned $170,814 from these lead sources in 2020 to 2021. With better tracking, we broke down spending more accurately. This 800% increase is reflected only in the original lead sources tracked in the previous year. With a marketing investment of $68,059, 2.00, and a return on investment of $170,814, the client achieved a gain. Gaber added new points of entry through 4 new lead sources. These new lead sources brought in an additional $200,121 in revenue. Valpak, with an additional 6 leads, 6 demos, 0 sales, 0 netted. QuoteMe, with an additional 134 leads, 112 demos, 46 sales, 21 netted. Allied Digital, with an additional 3 leads, 3 demos, 2 sales, 1 netted. And Angie's List, with an additional 54 leads, 48 demos, 13 sales, and 9 netted. Based on the marketing strategy and the efforts thus far, the company has already increased revenue compared to the previous year by $306,766.53. The call center 2019 to 2020. In 2019 to 2020, cold calls accounted for most lead acquisition. It was also the highest investment at $21,600 a month. This investment doesn't include bonuses issued against revenue earned. The call center 2020 to 2021. Inches 2020 to 2021, we reduced the cost per acquisition by reducing the number of agents needed by 50% and reducing the number of purchase lists by qualifying leads better. We cut expenses to $13,100. 00 month. Gaber reduced the CPA. As the campaign continued, the lower CPA and reduced expenses made for a better profit margin. The company earned a revenue gain of $55,984.81 month with a $21 CPA. Referrals, referral outbound and inbound both increased in the 2020 to 2021 year. Leads increased by 20, demos by 25, sales by 17, and net increased by 14. Customer loyalty. Existing customer projects increased in 2020 to 2021. Leads increased by 6, demos increased by 19, sales increased by 10, and net increased by 6. There were more leads and more sales from existing customers. A gain of $113,606 was earned as compared to the previous year. What we did. Now that we've presented the positive results, what are the tasks we perform to achieve results? Gaber developed a new, more interactive website. Gaber built, deployed, and trained the team on a new digital proposal system for the sales team to increase productivity and streamline communication between departments. We scripted, designed, built, and produced two broadcast-quality commercials for online advertising. Gaber successfully managed the internal call center. The call center now secures higher quality, leads with fewer agents at a lower cost to the client. And Gaber successfully established a consistent call agent review system measuring agent performance, as well as templatable PIPs. The final results. In conclusion, the previous statistics suggest that as both a direct and indirect result of Gaber Marketing's contributions to the organization, the client earned an annual revenue gain of approximately $420, $372.53 with an annual marketing and advertising investment of $18,059.02. That's a marketing budget of 4.3%.